So, Paul, what did you think about the film last night then?
Yeah, I think it was done really well by Jane. No, it was nice for Justin Reno and Ronnie and things to come on and say that, but, you know, it's nice of them. Yeah, watch it, because, like I said, you know, I was sick and tired of people just saying about the drinking thing, and I worked out over 19 years, I probably drank about 2.5 years out of 19. Mm-hmm. And like over the last 6 years, probably 4 months, where it's been a little blippy or whatever, not even 4 months, I would say. So for them to go on, so it was nice for me to do something, that, you know, to let people know I did play football once.
Yeah.
And what I had to go through and that. And the lies that the press have been doing, like, I kind of tell people what I went through with the press when I'm suing every newspaper you can think of and keep winning cases and they keep on repeating lies and that. And so I thought, well, how can I get me, whatever I did, they just wouldn't want to speak about football. So I bought my book out a little bit later when I finished playing. I sort of brought out straight away the football, on football. So by that time, we had Wayne Rooney's book and Ronaldo's and Messi's and although they're up-and-coming stars, so it was a long time, but the timing is, I think, was being perfect for me, and just so that people know, you know, I'm not just an alcoholic, but I did play football, and I was very successful at it, and I enjoyed my time wherever I went.
And it sounds like Steve McLaren's going to be announced as the head coach at Newcastle, obviously your first big club. What do you think about what's going on at Newcastle at the minute, and is Steve McLaren the right man for the job?
Yeah, obviously, I mean, people can't have a go at Johnny Carver, because they want his players. They were invested by Alan Pardew. Mm-hmm. So John just took over the role of one big manager. I think he's an unbelievable coach. Sometimes I feel like any coach of any team, then, you know, as a coach, you mix and mingle with the players. And, you know, you have a laughing joke and you go out and play golf for them and so on. You know, maybe meet them up for a pint or whatever. And then all of a sudden he's become manager. Then he's got to change. Can't really mix with the players, and, you know, sometimes the players get a bit standoffish and hold on. Last week I was joking with him, now he's like, changed. But Johnny Carver's through and through. I just hope that Steve McLaren keeps a hold of John Carver's coach, and maybe John can learn from experienced managers, because Steve McLaren is a well-experienced bloke. Was Man United, England. I watched Steve McLaren take the England team. He used to take the sessions, not Ben Goran Eriksson. He did. And I watched him. I thought, wow, his knowledge of the game is fantastic. And only last 2 weeks ago, it was last month or something, I sat next to him watching, I think it was the Carling Cup final. And he was just sitting next to him for an hour. We were talking about the game and that, and his knowledge was incredible. And yeah, I think he will do a job. But listen, believe me, you could be a manager of Newcastle, right? A manager is only as good as the players he's got. Mm-hmm. Right? I suppose if you were manager of England, you'd probably pick the same team as any other body in the country. You know what I mean? You're only as good as the players you've got. It's how you can get stuff out of the players. So getting someone, I suppose, experiences him and the knowledge of the game and where's he been, and, you know, I think he'll shake the place up a little bit. He'll change different things in the club. You know, and it's got to start from the bottom now. It hasn't got to start with their first team. It's got to start with the young kids. You know, when I was there, I went and watched a game a couple of years ago, a year ago, and there's some players I've seen, and you can write this as well, I've seen it in the director's lounge, yeah?
Yeah.
Some kids have only played 5 minutes for Newcastle, have walked through the director's lounge where trainers on a pair of jeans and an open shirt. That's so disrespectful towards Meg Astley and the football club.
Yeah.
Now, if that happened at Man United or Jose Mourinho or Brian Clough, them guys would never, ever put a shirt on again for their football club. And I've seen that and I thought, well, how do they think they are, you know? Mm-hmm. They're representing Newcastle United and you're actually walking through a director's lounge who actually run the club and pay your wages with an open collar and a pair of jeans and trainers. They've only played 5 minutes for Newcastle. That's one thing that has to stop. And you've got to start right from the bottom all the way up again. Mm-hmm. Well, I'd like to see Pete. I'd really love to see someone as give his heart and soul to that club as Peter Beardsley. Mm-hmm. I would love to see him take an important role in the club.
Do you think he could be a manager there?
Peter, I think he's good enough to be anything, whether he wants to be a manager or not. But he just loves being involved with the club, and, you know, Peter knows the game more than anything else. I don't think you want to be manager, but I would give him a more important role than what he's doing. at the moment for the club, you know.
Mm-hmm. What was your proudest moment as a footballer, Paul?
I mean, obviously, playing for my hometown, mm-hmm. you know, it was unbelievable. I think the proudest moment you can have is, and I used to hear, I lived in Gateshead when I was, and I used to hear the Gallagher, when Hughie Gallagher and all them played, you know. And when I was 8, I could hear the roar from about 5 miles away. So my ambition was to score in the Gallagher, and a Gallagher in, and I did it, you know. And the feeling after doing it, running in the corner of the Gallagher was fantastic. Honestly, you kind of beat that feeling, you know, you're playing for your hometown and you're scoring in the Gallagher. I suddenly see how he did it, and that's Peter, you know. It's an unbelievable feeling. So, you know, if I could do that again, I would love to.
So we asked our readers what questions they would ask Paul Gascoigne if they had the chance, because they knew that we had this interview coming up. And one of the questions that they said was, Paul, if you could go fishing with anyone, who would you go fishing with?
I would like to go and fish with Jack Charlton again and wind him up. I remember when I was at Newcastle United, I said, Gaffer, he said, you do fishing, Gaffer? I went, yeah. I went, he went, you want to come fishing with me? And I went, yeah, loved it. I was on 25 quid a week in Newcastle. Mm-hmm. And I thought, he said, well, you need some salmon gear. And I went, oh, wow, Dad, I'm fishing with the Gaffer. So I told him. And so I went to the bank and I said, please give the loan. I'm going to be fishing with the Gaffer. Mm-hmm. So I told him, I'm so excited. They gave us a loan out, £120. Mm-hmm. And he went, you pay 3 quid a week back or whatever. So I bought the best salmon gear I could get for 120 quid and I went to the River Tyne or something to meet him. And I'm showing Gaffer and he says, come down. And I got all my stuff right. I'm so excited. It's all brand new and I'm so excited. Mm-hmm. And he went, what you got there? I went, oh, I've got my salmon gear. He went, that's crap. He says, the salmon will break that. He threw all my stuff in the river. He says, that's crap. That'll never catch a salmon. That was it. So I just watched him fish for a few hours.
So you'd go fishing with him again, this time with some decent gear?
Yeah, I definitely jack and beat him.
And one of the other questions that Northern Echo readers said they would like to ask you is, how would you like to be remembered?
How would be remembered? A guy, a loving guy. Would give anything to anybody, and is one of the best players in the world.